Announced plans for the university in Battle Creek. There would be many courses of study offered by various schools carried on in connection with the Battle Creek Sanitarium: professional, scientific, literary, biblical, technical. 40 courses offered would lead to diplomas and degrees. In addition to the above, numerous trades would be taught, such as steamfitting, plumbing, blacksmithing, carpentry, painting, tinsmithing, steam and electrical engineering, shoemaking, and dressmaking. All these were offered to Seventh-day Adventist youth who had no money. They could meet expenses by working at the sanitarium. The Medical Missionary, October, 1905, AGD to EGW, October 11, 1905.
When young people in perplexity made inquiry of Battle Creek, they received letters from J.H. Kellogg, A. T. Jones, or Mrs. Foy. To a medical student who had been advised to get his medical training elsewhere than Battle Creek, A. T. Jones wrote, "It is impossible for me to escape the conviction that the minister who advised you to change your plans in this way advised you wrongly."
A. T. Jones to Abner B. Dunn, September 20, 1905, attached to AGD to EGW, October 11, 1905. Dr. J. H. Kellogg wrote to a nurse in training at a smaller SDA sanitarium, urging that it would be greatly to the advantage of nurses to graduate from the Battle Creek Sanitarium. He closed his letter with these words: "As regards Washington, their plans there have mostly collapsed. They were going to have a great sanitarium out at Tacoma Park. Where is it? They were going to have a big sanitarium downtown. Where is it? Dr. Hare has resigned, and I guess they have gotten pretty near the end of their financial rope. It is not at all likely they will be able to anywhere nearly pay their running expenses." J. H. Kellogg letter attached to AGD to EGW, October 11, 1905. Daniel saw all this as a great dragnet with which to catch our young people. It could cause the loss of hundreds of the very flower of our young people. AGD to EGW, October 11, 1905. At Elmshaven, the staff began collecting material for publication concerning the Battle Creek issues. They expected it might make a book, 29 WCW, p. 402. A week before Elder Daniel's October 11th letter came to Ellen White, her son reported, "There was a great burden on her mind because of the influences going out from Battle Creek to mislead and confuse our people. She told me that what she has written to our physicians and sanitarium managers in the past must be printed, and she called my attention to a large number of manuscripts which she said contained information which our people ought to have. So your letter was not a surprise to Mother, Ibid, 294, 295. The Council of Church Leaders was sought as to what should be published and how it should reach the field.